Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
6:02 in the Fast Lane. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. BT is out today. He'll rejoin us on Friday. So it's Big Sis, Ranj, and Randy with you. We've got With All Due Respect coming up in a moment. Send in your text to the Hot Shots text line at 65780. Before we get to With All Due Respect, in 2017, Liljana Wallenda and her family of performers were trying to set a record. They were trying to pull off the world's largest moving human pyramid with eight people, but someone fell and messed the whole thing up. The fall resulted in Wallenda breaking every bone in her face. She had 72 pins put in her face to reconstruct it, and now she is finally healthy again. So what's she going to do now? Something stupid. She's preparing for a tightrope walk with her brother Nick between two New York skyscrapers. No harnesses, no safety nets, broken face.
These Wallendas have a history of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
They're always doing stuff like this. Is that the kind of thrill seeking you would be down with, Randy?
No. No way.
Well, what is your kind of thrill?
I don't really want to do anything that exciting.
Like a bike. How about this?
Yes.
A bike ride down a trail of snakes.
No, I would not do that.
It'd be exciting, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be a thrill, but not a thrill for me. It'd be more of a thrill for you, I'm sure. To see me do it.
Yes, if I could see you do it.
Yeah.
And then there's like some kind of payment at the other end. You get, I don't know, what do you want?
What would
it take? 10 bucks? Yeah. You would do that for 10 bucks. You're terrified
of snakes.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe 10,000. Former Toronto Blue Jays star Joe Carter has warned Kawhi Leonard of the Toronto Raptors that, quote, L.A. won't love you like Toronto will. With all due respect, Joe, that $35 million a year is all the respect Kawhi needs.
You ain't wrong on that, my friend. I'll tell you, that's a lot of respect.
That is. So, yeah, L.A. will love him like Toronto does.
Do you even need it? I mean, do you need the love? If you got $35 million a year, do you need the love?
No, love has been bought at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Money buys my happiness then.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally get away with that. Randy, here's a story I know you're going to like. Krispy Kreme's celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing with a new type of donut. Their original filled donuts and to celebrate the Apollo 11 moon landing. They are filled with cream and they've got, there's chocolate and there's also a vanilla kind, mm-hmm. the classic cream, uh-huh. if you will. And they've got stripes on them as well, chocolate or the vanilla stripes. With all due respect to Krispy Kreme, I don't think they could outdo Old Randy.
No.
I think Old Randy could take these down in a hurry.
I would have handled that
now,
with relative ease.
I know that you did the box and a half in the car once. I think Old Randy could do two of them because they look delicious.
I'll give it a shot.
No, I mean, I don't think you should give it a shot, but I think Old Randy, I don't think they stand a chance with him. They look good. Have you seen them?
No, let me see.
Yeah, look at these bad boys.
Ooh, they do look good.
Yeah.
Yum. 50th
Delicious.
Anniversary of the moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Well, guys, in the past week, we've seen a lot of different things from Blues players, almost falling off of trailers, puking in the back of cars.
Not almost, they did.
Uh-huh. Stealing.
Wait, who did fall?
I think Sammy Blay took
Blay
a tumble.
Blay fell inside
right.
one. Somebody fell
I don't remember who
off
it was.
Of the back of one.
I don't
remember either.
Anyways, all kinds of crazy things. Motorbike stealing, dirt bike stealing. With all due respect, we've seen Blues players do more to cause injury off the ice than we have on the ice.
Well,
can't disagree with that.
Except for Torrey Krug. That guy.
Yeah. Vladdy and Barbashev were at Six Flags today doing the ripcord thing where they pull you up and they drop you and you swing. Yeah. A little scary. A little scary.
By the way, it's called the Dragon Wing, right?
I don't know what it's called out there.
The A-List Awards came out in St. Louis Magazine today, and the Fast Lane won for Best Radio Sports Show. We beat the Bernie Show, and we beat the Morning After. With all due respect, who's voting for this stuff?
Clearly intelligent people. Well, what do you mean?
I don't know, Ranj.
I think intelligent people
listen to Bernie, don't they?
Well, if you're intelligent, you're not getting up that early.
Yeah, I think you are.
I believe the studies have shown the later you wake up, the smarter you are. Right?
I've never heard that.
Then I am
you're
brilliant.
Just using that for your own benefit.
Yeah, I'm brilliant. And the more cuss words you use, the smarter you are. That is actually true. And I am freaking brilliant.
Number one Twitter feed, Laura Hediger from Channel 4. How about that?
So okay.
Follow Laura. And Riz Show was second.
With all due respect, who was Laura Hediger?
Do a Google search or a Twitter search since she has a great Twitter feed.
All right. How do you spell it?
It's under her handle is Laura, K-H-E-T-T-I-G-E-R.
H-E-T-T-I-G. I'll find her.
Okay.
With all due respect, I'm so glad that we have Mike Schilt here to continue grooming our homegrown young talent that he was with in AA. It's doing wonders.
Hey, you had a horrible May, and you're still 2.5 games out, and you are young and getting better. So, yeah, you're exactly right.
With all due respect, the Marlins man is a fan of the Marlins. His opinion about Pujols returning does not matter.
Actually, he is not a fan of the Marlins. Remember, he stopped with his season tickets because they told him they don't want him anymore. And
he said, do you know who I am?
To Jeter.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am? No.
Did he get a gift basket on the way out?
No, that's an urban myth, according to Jeter, which I totally believe him.
Would have been a nice thought.
Mm-hmm.
With all due respect, Kawhi Leonard's two NBA titles are much more impressive than Kevin Durant's.
I would go along with that. He had to carry this last team. It's a kind of a LeBron-esque victory, even though he had Kyle Lowry. But, yeah, Durant joined a team that had won a championship 2 years before, and he had a lot more of a supporting cast than Kawhi did.
With all due respect, Alex Reyes makes me want to punch a wall.
Come on, man.
Hey.
It's reading the text.
With your opposite hand,
yeah,
obviously.
Not with the
one that's your dominant hand.
With all due respect, they should let Berube fight it out for the Jack Adams Award tonight.
You know, that'd be fine.
I think he'd win. He'd beat John Cooper, no doubt.
He actually probably would.
Yeah. But I don't know. Trotsky is probably sneaky dad strong. So you want to take your... Berube is a professional enforcer.
Right.
So he'd probably win. But Trots will give him a run for his money.
But aside from being a professional enforcer, would you say that Craig Berube is a smart guy?
Yes.
So would I. You know how many times he uses the F-bomb?
Hundreds.
Yeah. Have you seen the videos? Is it Road to the Cup, whatever they call it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the locker room, his speeches, getting people fired up?
Yeah.
F-bomb, F-bomb, F-bomb?
He doesn't use it among women and children.
Hey.
He's cultured and normal.
Sometimes there is no better word than that. F-bomb. It's just a perfect word.
And why don't you say it right now?
Do it.
Do it.
There's a law.
Do it. We dare you. Double dare you.
Mike Ryder took his hand off the dump.
Yeah, Ryder, you'd be in trouble too.
I heard it's on the host. I think it's the host job.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It is the host job.
If there's no better job or no better word, come on, let's use it.
Well, I think it's great. And as a society, we should just adopt it and accept that it's there and wonderful and move on.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Next up, we want to hear from you. If you could make one move for the Cardinals, if you could add an offensive player, add a pitcher, Maybe change the manager? What would your move be? We want you to use the Mic Drop feature with the 101 ESPN app because we want to hear from you on 101 ESPN. The Cardinals play the third of four against the Marlins tonight at the ballpark, and the Cardinals will face a local youngster, Trevor Richards. He'll go for the Marlins against Daniel Ponce de Leon. And a night off for the Cardinal first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt. Matt Carpenter will lead off at third base. Paul DeJong at short. Jose Martinez in right. Then Ozuna. Ronel Ravelo will play first. And Dexter Fowler in center tonight with Tommy Edman, the second baseman. Matt Wieters behind the plate. And Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound for the Cardinals. So a different looking lineup for the Redbirds against the Marlins tonight.
And this is a simple recipe, Randy. I think that you would agree with this. What the Cardinals have to do tonight if they want to win, and this is a have to. There is no way around it. They got to score a run.
Yeah. Makes a difference.
Yeah, and for a team that was scoring pretty easily over the last week leading up to last night, you need to get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Only 2.5 games out as it stands right now. I don't know if they're going to go on a serious run here, but they're in striking distance, so you do not want to fall too far behind.
And the Cardinals have played 35 games against the top five teams in the National League.
They've had a pretty rough schedule.
Yeah, Dodgers 4, Braves 6, Brewers 10, Cubs 9, Phillies 6. They've played 22 against the bottom five teams in the National League: Washington, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and Miami. And there, you've got some other American League teams that are interspersed there in the 72 that the Cardinals have played. So things should be easier now, last night notwithstanding. The authorities in the Dominican Republic and their lead prosecutor say that David Ortiz was not the target of a shooting at a nightclub in his hometown on June 9th. Attorney General Jean Alain Rodriguez says that the target was another man dressed similarly to Big Papi and seated with Big Papi at a bar in Santo Domingo. Rodriguez said the shooting was orchestrated by a member of Mexico's Gulf cartel who remain on the run. Rodriguez did not immediately describe a motive. Ortiz is still hospitalized in Boston from the gunshot wound to the back, and doctors have upgraded his condition from guarded to good. So they're saying, at least, that Big Papi was not the target, that somebody who was dressed like him and kind of looked like him was the target.
Okay. You made a good point during the break, Randy, that if you live in the Dominican Republic, you know exactly what David Ortiz looks like. Mm-hmm. There's no confusing him with somebody else. He is as famous as anybody in that country, which makes you wonder. And the first time I heard this was about 15 minutes ago. My thought was, and maybe this is some real conspiracy nonsense, but my thought was, could it be because of the original reports were that he had had a mistress and he had bought her a car or something, mm-hmm. and the girl is a girlfriend of a drug dealer, and that person put out a hit for him, okay? Is it possible that in order to make that storyline go away, this particular storyline is complete nonsense, that they don't want it to sound like, oh, it was a hit specifically on Big Papi because of what he had done, to maybe make that go away, say, no, he wasn't even really the target? Is that nonsense? Is that conspiracy? Or is that a possibility?
I could absolutely see that being a possibility. Now, what the authorities said was that the confusion occurred because of a picture that was taken minutes before the attack that circulated between one of the masterminds and the contract killers. So the mastermind apparently was sent this picture and said, yeah, that's our guy. And the contract killer went up and shot Ortiz. But that Dominican Attorney General also went out of his way to praise David Ortiz and say that he would never be involved in any nefarious activity.
No baseball, no professional ball player ever would. Randall, what are you talking about? They don't do that.
By the
way, there were 10 people, or either 10 or 11 people who were arrested as a result of all this.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a conspiracy. I don't know, man. I don't know if I buy this, but whatever. I'm glad he's doing better. I'm glad he's okay. lost his gallbladder, lost part of his intestines, but he's going to survive.
Won't that allow him to keep weight off, though?
Do what?
If you don't have a gallbladder, you don't eat as much, right? Kind of like an automatic diet.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. It seems logical to me.
I don't think you eat less.
No.
I don't think your desire is less. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Anyway, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's good. Here's what the attorney general said about Ortiz. It's shameful that there's been all of these assumptions about a person the caliber of David Ortiz. I will not rest until all the people involved are arrested. No act of this nature can go unpunished. Uh-huh. That is Jean Alain Rodriguez, the Dominican AG.
Yeah, he would never do anything. A professional baseball player who's as famous as David Ortiz would never do anything like that.
Big Sis has looked this up, and he's considering it now. Remover of the gallbladder can cause feelings of fullness, pain, did you say? Mild pain, gas, and bloating. Fullness, though, which would cause you to lose.
I tell you, I love gas and bloating. Two of my favorite things.
Yeah, but fullness, though. There was some baseball played today under the sunshine. The Reds won again 3-2 over the Astros, completing a sweep of the Stros. That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees rocked the Rays 12-1. The American League Cy Young Award winner, they should have used an opener. The Rays should have. Blake Snell went a third of an inning. He allowed 6 runs on 6 hits, walked 4 in that third of an inning, and didn't strike out anybody.
Well, he was the opener.
Yeah, as it turns out, he was.
I don't think he was the opener they were looking for at the time, but he opened the game.
They used 8 pitchers, and the last one of those was an infielder by the name of Daniel Robertson. So that's not a great day for the Rays. Let's see how our buddy Tommy Pham, who should be the Cardinals' number 2 hitter, did.
Probably 4 home runs.
Nah, 2-for-4 with a rib. Luke Voit, though, 0-for-3 with a couple of runs scored. Luke Voit with a .393 on base and a .506 slug.
That's just awesome, isn't it?
Those two guys.
You got the list right in front of you.
Here's your Cardinal. This is the top of your Cardinal lineup. Orlando Mercado, .857 OPS. Tommy Pham, .877 OPS. Hitting third, Stephen Piscotty, .709 OPS. What a productive hitter. Hitting fourth, Luke Voit, .905 OPS. Hitting fifth, David Freese, .1.041 OPS. And then, of course, you throw Carson Kelly and Daniel Descalso and Aledmys Diaz into the mix to round things out.
You know what's funny about some of the guys on that list is the amount of times we've had conversations where we say things like, how many times have the Cardinals traded away somebody and they've gone on to just produce and then you regret losing them? And we would say, almost never. That never happens.
Now it's happening.
You got all these dudes doing that. That's,
Cardinals should have absolutely started the season with Tommy Pham in center and Luke Voit at first.
Hey. I don't know, man.
That would have made the fans really happy.
Nah, they wouldn't have been happy with that. But listen, because the Blues won the Cup, none of that matters right now.
Hey, we know about the gallbladder situation thanks to the brilliance of the Fastlane audience, and we got this. Wow.
See? Because if you lose your gallbladder, but you don't lose appetite.
Okay.
I got to figure that's not going to help you out.
No gallbladder makes you run to the bathroom more. No gallbladder, no fatty or spicy foods. That's not good for Big Poppy. No gallbladder has nothing to do with weight. Basically, the gallbladder makes bile. Doesn't matter if you have a gallbladder. You can eat the same amount of food. It's just processed differently. These are all texts to the 65 or to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Can't eat greasy foods or you're in pain. So there you go.
Do you think, Randy, do you think Ed, do you think he would have any of his liver removed?
I don't know. Who's that?
It's Ed. Ed's a jovial guy. I know you're not really keen on Ed.
I'm not.
The people love...
I don't like that being played.
The people love Ed.
I'm glad they do. I don't. And I'm in charge of the show.
I'm telling you. They love it. You're a man of the people. See, that guy, too. Yeah. Also, this is something we need to get to the bottom of, because a handful of people have pointed out, and I just received a video. It's not what you think. Maybe Sammy Blay has lost a tooth. during the parade festivities, because we did talk about him falling on the, I believe it was Alexander Steen who had did a little bit of a false start when he was driving the truck, and Blay fell down, he got back up, and he was good. At the ceremony on the stage, it looked like he was trying to open a beer bottle and a tooth flew out. Trying to open a beer bottle with his mouth. And a tooth flew out.
What a parade.
Oh, man. See, that's a way for a hockey player to lose a tooth, trying to take the cap off a beer bottle.
Those are your hot topics of the day on 101 ESPN. Next up, we want to hear from you. If you can make one change for the Cardinals 72 games into the season, this is your chance to do it. Leave a mic drop with the 101 ESPN app. You're next on 101 ESPN. All right, we want to hear from you with your one move for the Cardinals. And it can be any move you want with the mic drop feature with the 101 ESPN app. You're allowed to make a move all the way to the top. You can change owners. You can change POBOs. You can change GMs. You can change managers. You can change a player, a coach. Whatever you want to do, you're allowed.
You can cut an arch into the outfield grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, because I know that would...
solves a lot of problems.
Correct.
Ronj, I think the one thing I would do is... go out and almost overpay for that top of the rotation guy. And it, we used to think, and now he's sucked for the last couple of weeks, we used to think that Alex Reyes was a guy that could bring a lot. I would think that he could still bring a lot. But I would go pretty far with Washington if I could get Scherzer. They're going to lose Rendon after this season to free agency. I have three young third basemen on the way. I would say if you like Nunez or Montero, you can take one of those guys. If you want one of our young outfielders, you can take one of those guys and Reyes.
At this point, it's any starting pitcher for me. Somebody who's legitimate, somebody like Scherzer. I'd go for Stroman. Toronto's going to want a lot for him. I know they are. Well, I guess everybody wants a lot for their players, but I think the Jays in particular are going to be steadfast in wanting a lot because you're getting him at maybe his best. But I still would take a chance on him. I would have signed Keuchel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to work out for the Braves, but I certainly would have taken that chance on him. It's anybody for that rotation. And since I only get one move, that's going to be it. But if I got a 1A and 1B, 1B would be to put Martinez back in the rotation if he's capable of doing it.
Timothy is our first mic dropper. What do you got?
I'm not sure if there's one thing that could really help because we're pretty much hamstrung with the everyday lineup. I mean, guys like Carpenter, Goldschmidt, Wong, Fowler, they need to do what they've been paid to do, and that's produce. So you got to live or die with that at this point, barring a major trade. The one guy I do think could help is Madison Bumgarner. I know they don't like Reynolds, but I really don't care what they like anymore. This guy is salty, he's a warrior, and he's exactly what they need.
I love that idea, too. If I can't get Scherzer, I go mad bum.
Right.
And I agree with Timothy about the lineup. There isn't one thing you can do. All you can do is hope that the guys do return to the form that they've displayed during the course of their careers.
That's pretty much it. This offense, if you try to combine the statistics, we're talking like 10th in the National League right now in terms of the way they produce. I don't need them to be a world-beating offense. I don't think anybody they acquire is going to make all that better. It's not realistic. You'd have to be getting Albert in his prime to get a significant bump.
But if Goldschmidt hits like he has in the past,
right?
If you have a middle of the lineup guy that is red hot, that just makes everybody around him better.
Right. So what we need from the Cardinals, realistically, get them above average.
Yep.
Get them above average offensively. But the real problems, I think, and that's something that's doable from this lineup. Mm-hmm. I think the lineup could have been better, and I wanted it to be better. But I think there's enough there to win as long as the pitching is doing what it needs to do. And I think the pitching is really the thing that needs to be addressed.
Steven has our next mic drop.
Here's what I've done to fix the Cardinals. I'm not going to renew my season tickets. And instead, I'm going to get a full season of the Stanley Cup champions St. Louis Blues tickets for next year.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with putting your money with a winner.
Hey, I don't think they could have won any more.
No, than the last game of the season.
That's right. And they delivered as many home games as you can possibly deliver
mm-hmm.
for the season. Get your money's worth. I mean, you have to buy playoff extras, but you get to be first in line for it.
So that's the one thing he changed in regards to the Cardinals. Steven, thanks for the mic drop. Brett is next.
I don't think it's that hard of a problem. Pretty simple fix. You go out, you sign Sammy Blay, install him in the lineup. That guy can hit anything.
There you go.
There you
Sammy.
Go.
Sammy.
That's good, too.
Yeah, and he's a big fella. He'll command the clubhouse because of his winning history.
Mm-hmm. And he's missing a tooth now.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts fear into people. When you're missing teeth, you have to respect somebody who's missing
teeth. But it's kind of like when you go to jail and they say, what are you in for? And you say, parking tickets.
How'd you lose that tooth? Opening a beer bottle.
Yeah. It's not the best answer.
Yeah. True story. I got a chip in the front of my tooth before I moved back home. It was like the week before because I had a beer bottle up to my face and my buddy just he kind of like bumped my arm and a little tiny chip came out. Went to the dentist here and I'm in the chair and he does all the stuff and then he goes, what happened there? And he points to my chipped tooth and I said, ah, beer bottle. And he goes, you know what? Most people make something up. You're like the first person that just said, yeah, it was a beer bottle. I go, really? Why would you care?
Why make that up?
Yeah, tell your dentist. He doesn't care that you had beer. He's an adult.
Beautiful. Brian is next on 101 ESPN.
I would just make sure Goldie gets his number 44 jersey. Make sure he gets his jersey. Maybe that changes our luck. Maybe gets him going. Maybe gets the whole team going. We've gotten this far. We've made our bed. We got to sleep in it. So little changes like that can really turn the momentum. We'll see what happens.
You know, maybe that is throwing him off. I think that's possible.
Yeah.
Is the 6, does it weigh a little bit more than the 4 does?
Yes, a little bit.
It's got to, right?
Yeah, why not give it a try?
Yeah.
I'll bet you if they would do that tonight, I'll bet you he put him in the lineup as 44 tomorrow, he'd be red hot.
I think so too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's got to be a little bit of a weight difference between 44 and 46. There has to be.
Right.
And maybe that's just throwing his timing off just a little bit.
And they always say that it's how you look is how you perform. That's a big part of it.
Hey, it's better to look good than to feel good.
No
doubt.
You
know what I mean?
One of the other things about somebody tweets in or sends a message via the Hot Shots text line 65780 talking about the fact that Colton Wong is expendable. But if you are one of the really good teams in baseball and you want to enhance your chances for a postseason run, you're the Twins and you have the best record in baseball. Jonathan Scope is your second baseman. Wong's not an upgrade. Houston, Jose Altuve activated today. Wong's not an upgrade. The Yankees are using DJ LeMahieu, who is a Gold Glove winner and a really good offensive player too. Tampa Bay is not going to pay for Colton Wong, but they have certainly better than Wong is. The Boston Red Sox, even though they've lost Dustin Pedroia, they're in better shape. Then you look at the National League with the Dodgers. They have a couple of guys that they love. They don't need Colton Wong. You have the Braves. They just gave Ozzie Albies all that money. You have the Cubs. They're okay at second base. I think they're going to be fine. Philadelphia, they're happy with their second base situation. So it's not like you're going to be able to go out and find a team that is desperate for Colton Wong.
No. If you're looking for real offensive help, that might be somewhat realistic. The only thing that would kind of make sense for this team is Anthony Rendon. But I don't even know. That's first of all, if Washington does end up trading him. And what he's only 28, mm-hmm. I think, right now. So that's going to cost you a lot. I'm not sure they have enough that can make that happen. That's comfortable for them. But he would make their lineup better. The reality is the best way they're going to have to improve the situation, make any upgrade possible, is in the starting rotation.
Yeah, and
that's really it.
They need their guys that have done it before to improve. Let's hear from Eric on 101 ESPN.
Hey, Randy, me, Ronge. Hey, what I say is you get Chris Carpenter somehow in that locker room, dugout, whatever, get some attitude in there, and maybe bring La Russa back for an advisor role or something.
Oh,
attitude galore.
I thought he was saying bring Tony La Russa back in a visor. You think that would help? just Tony's in a, a visor.
Yeah, Tony in a visor, kind of like Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
John Gruden.
That's a trademark.
Yeah. Cut a blue note into the outfield grass is a suggestion to the text line, 65780.
That might inspire people.
How about this from 314? I'm trading Matt Carpenter. I'm tired of his inconsistent play.
Yeah, but what if he... What about when he blows up in August?
And once again, at this point, what is the market value that you gave to a guy who isn't producing that you just gave a two-year extension to?
That's the thing you have to consider here. There might be players on this team that other teams really, really want, but the Cardinals are kind of in a position right now because they're not in a spot where they need to unload salaries. That's not where they are right now. If they were, you take what you can get for who you can get, okay? What they need is upgrades. What they need is better players. And in order to do that, what you have to have is players that other teams desperately want and are going to give you a lot for. Who do they have like that right now? Who on the Cardinals roster, and let's just stick with the position guys for now, who do they have that other teams really would have to have, other than maybe Paul Goldschmidt, but I'm not even sure if...
Hudson and Flaherty.
Right, and that's, we're talking about pitchers there.
Yeah.
But in terms of position players,
you could trade Ozuna and get something right now because his contract is up at the end of the year. You could trade DeJong. There are teams that would love to have Paul DeJong, but probably about it right there.
But is it, are you going to get back anything that makes your team better?
No, you aren't.
That's the issue they're in. Here's another text from a 636. They need to put the arch in the grass.
Uh-huh.
And release an army of squirrels and cats maybe at the same time.
That would do it. Rally squirrels, rally kittens. Solve all the problems. Hey, thanks for your mic drops. We appreciate them. We're headed down the stretch of this edition of the Fast Lane with a game of Would You Rather. Next on 101 ESPN. So tomorrow, BT is going to be out because the Cardinals have a game. And Ronge is going to be out tomorrow, too. So you aren't going to be with me. So it's going to be Curbs and Losey. We're going to talk hockey, eh?
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be fun.
That'll be nice.
Looking forward to that. What do you got going tomorrow? You just wanted to get away from me for another day.
Yeah, you know, I thought I'd take another break. It's my it's my parents' anniversary.
Huh?
You know, dad's not here. So right. I'm taking a day from
mom. You're a great son.
Right?
I'm proud of you.
Could you? Thank you for saying that.
Hey,
I just...
Classy and classic.
Want some damn recognition around here.
You well-deserved recognition.
Thank you, buddy.
Chris Ronge is the best son in the middle of this room.
That's right.
Oh, you're great, man. Hey, we appreciate your text to the Hot Shots. Text line 65780 for a little game of Would You Rather. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Okay, guys, would you rather have a corn dog or a hot dog?
Hot dog.
That was quick.
Not a fan of corn.
I'm
not,
really?
A, not a
I like corn dogs, but I
don't like the sweet.
The cornbread?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with cornbread.
Cornbread by itself is good, but not on a hot dog.
I think it's better on a hot dog than it is by itself.
Cornbread?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will go with a hot dog just because of the variety. You can do more with it.
Chicago-style dogs are delicious.
They're fantastic. You go the pickle, tomatoes, the relish, onions if you want.
Dirty dogs in O'Fallon.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
No ketchup. You're not 7 years old.
I like ketchup on my dogs. I'm 7 years old.
Randy, you're a grown-ass man. No ketchup on the hot dog. I mean, well, hey, whatever you like is what you like.
Yeah.
I'll let you live.
Thanks, bruh.
Would you rather have Tommy Pham in right field and Harrison Bader in center field or have Max Scherzer on the mound?
I'd rather have Max Scherzer.
I would agree with that. I think that's... I think
who would
that's
you rather have on your team? Whom for any team or for this team, Max Scherzer is a number one, number one. Like, Max Scherzer is the best starter that there is. He's the number one of all number ones.
And it fits perfectly with this team because this team needs a true starter, a true number one.
Yep. And Tommy Pham is a stud, but you never know when those eyes are going to go. We love him and we love his production, but you never know when the eyes are going to go.
And they've already got like 50 outfielders. They don't have any number one starters right now.
He'd be their number one outfielder. He's good.
Yeah.
Would you rather spend a day at the bar with Whitey, Lasorda, and Bob Uecker, or Rivers, Hole, and Kelly Chase?
I got to hear those stories from Whitey, Tony, and Bob Uecker, right? Whitey, yep. Lewis, and Bob Uecker, you said?
Lasorda.
Lasorda.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Whitey and Uecker, and then Lasorda and I can listen.
And I'm going to take the hockey guys because I want to see the spectacle.
It will be a spectacle.
It'll
and
be
the
a
stories
show.
You will hear from the hockey guys will be unbelievable.
Yes.
Chaser is one of the great all-time storytellers.
Somebody from the 636 said a big old piece of cornbread and a bowl of milk.
What?
Interesting.
That is weird.
You ever done that? No?
You ever gone to Boston Market? We only have one left in the metro area. They have great cornbread.
They've got good food. I mean, it's...
I like it, yeah.
It's probably a sodium bomb, but it is delicious.
Yeah, and their cornbread is fantastic. Hmm.
Would you rather sit in southbound 270 traffic in the snow every single day or lose one of your arms?
I'd rather lose an arm.
What if we make it the dominant arm?
Fine. Ooh. I don't want snow every day of my life.
I'll take the snow. I like my arms, man.
You only lose one.
Yeah, but I want both.
What for? You'd rather have snow every day of your life and traffic every day of your life?
Randy,
come on, man.
I'm always carrying stuff.
You can still carry stuff with one arm.
Do you know how hard it would be to carry stuff with one arm? If that's all I had forever?
Get another arm.
The amount of stuff I carry?
I've seen a guy that had one arm. I saw a documentary about him, and they made it look like two.
Yeah, he murdered somebody, right?
And what did he have? He had the prosthetic, and it helped. He was strong enough to murder somebody, so he's fine.
And it was a big conspiracy.
It was. It was really interesting because it wound up being a medical situation where there was a doctor that was testing a new drug called Provasic.
Yeah, that's the
one. I
don't
remember his name.
That's the one.
And he was switching the samples.
Yeah, he switched the samples.
That's not a very ethical thing to do, of course. Right. And so another doctor was finding out about it. So what the doctor did was hired the guy with one arm to kill the ethical doctor's wife, and they framed the ethical doctor's wife. But he got away in a big bus accident, and he wound up being okay.
Dr. Richard Kimball?
That's the guy, yeah. He was
played
all over
by Harrison Ford.
It was all, no. It was all over the Chicago papers.
Yeah, it was played
Remember?
By Harrison Ford.
A few years ago. It was something.
Yep.
And I heard that Richard Kimball, going back to the one-armed guy.
It was the fugitive.
He said, you find that man.
Yeah. He's missing an arm. Yeah, I know. I've seen the movie.
It was a great show. Great documentary. I saw it on HBO, I think, recently.
Yeah. You watch a lot of documentaries, Randy.
Oh, yeah. I'm a documentary
you're
guy. Yeah.
Gosh.
He also confuses reality and fiction a lot.
He's on his game. He knows what he's talking about.
I'm going to watch tonight, as a matter of fact. There's a show on that's available on Prime, and this is actually a feature film called The Russian Five about the late 90s Detroit Red Wings that somebody has put together a movie and a script for. So I'm going to watch that.
Hmm. Interesting.
And would you rather have to erase the Mark McGwire era from Cardinals history or the Pujols legacy?
McGwire era.
Yeah, I'd go with that, too. As exciting as that one season was, and that was awesome, it doesn't make up for the decade of one of the greatest ball players they'll ever have.
Yeah, went to, went to three World Series, won a couple of them. Yeah, the great 11 years was unbelievable. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
There's your producer, Brad Barnes. BT is doing TV tonight. Ronj?
Well, since Ed's not allowed at this party anymore, at least we have Lenny.
Our board operator, the one and only, the great Mike Ryder. And we have the Dan Le Batard Show coming up. NBA draft, we're off early tomorrow. I'll be with Curbs and Reed Lowe. For all of us, we thank you for tuning in, texting in, and being a part of the show. Till tomorrow at 3, good night, St. Louis.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.